Hello, listeners. I got a lot of responses from the last time I was speaking with you. No worries, I'm doing fine. I'm just getting over a slight cold. But I did get asked something by one of you sweeties, and it really stuck out to me, and I felt that with Valentine's Day coming up, it might help you spice things up if you need it. And I know the perfect way to answer this question that I was asked. The question was, how can I show my partner what kind of sex I'm in for without strictly telling them? Well, my dear listener, not only is that very common with couples, it is so simple to deal with. We've all seen the stoplight safe word code system talked about. It's the, green means go, yellow means check in with me and perhaps slow down, and red means absolutely stop, eject, don't do it. So, we'll have the same thing with your toys and gear for the bedroom. Have a color code system that gives the go-ahead with certain things that you want or certain scenarios you are wanting to engage in. Like when you wear a schoolgirl outfit, you are wanting to act out your fantasy of being in detention and getting punished with a ruler. So let's say you have a particular nightie that you wear that has a nice, bold color. Express to them that when you wear it, that means you want to be as dirty as you love to be. He can spank you, bite you, be forceful with you. He gets to do what he wants when you wear that particular nightie. And maybe you have a different outfit that you wear. Something not cheap, but it's delicate, kind of easy to tear. When you wear that to bed or under your clothes, he knows when he sees it, you want him to be romantic with you. Be conversative, with a nurturing tone. You want praise and sweet words, no spanking in that outfit, no rough sex. Maybe perhaps that the outfit you wear when you want to make love and you just want to be in that moment with them. No pet names, no degrading words, just be together in that moment. Now with these two separate outfits, we're just going to keep it basic at these two right now. They're like road signs to what you want in bed without saying it. Now with these two different outfits, try to have them different colors that can then coordinate with certain toys and gear that you already own. Like for me, I have a pink lingerie outfit. That means when I wear it, he can use the pink toys with me. That means the pink, mini dildo that I love for anal play, the pink vibrator for my clit, the pink handcuffs with matching collar and leash, and the pink gag. When I wear that pink outfit under my clothes, and he undresses me, he knows what I want. He knows what I'm okay with without having to tell him and being specific. If I wear my black lingerie, I want him to put me on his knee, be rough without asking me if I'm okay, to have me go on all fours so he can use me as he wants. This kind of understanding also helps for him to see if he can ask for what he wants without telling you to. All he has to do, to tell you is by either, a whisper or a text. He could say something as simple as, I can't wait to see you wearing your white teddy and panties later tonight, baby. And by that, you know what it means. Because at the beginning, you're going to have to tell him. You're going to have to sit down with him, maybe while you're wearing it, and say, see how soft that is? When I wear this soft fabric, I want you to. And then you tell him. You want him to be soft. You want him to be gentle. You still have to have a conversation at some point in time, but you don't have to have it every single time. So yeah, at the beginning, you will have to tell him, but it's not like you will have to give him directions as if he's learning how to use a cash register and will need to know how to use all the buttons in one day for his first shift. It can be done simply, by doing as I said. So trust me, he will remember what you are okay with, and this might open him up to buy you more things to go into your bag of tricks by keeping within that same color scheme. You want red to be the sexy time with no holds barred. He might add a pair of terrible panties that are, just a few bucks that he wants, to be able to have you wear so that way he can rip them off of you. He doesn't want to ruin something that you like to wear all the time, and this could be his chance to add that to his desire checklist. So even though you will need to help, him at the beginning to know what means what, and you won't have to have that conversation every time you go to have sex. So, I definitely suggest to try that out and see if that works for you. So thank you for your questions, my listeners. And yes, I'm having hot tea with some lemon, and I'll be back to making my full audios in no time. Have a great time showing the ones you love to fuck. Happy Valentine's Day. Good night.